Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 21st of July, recording at 9:22 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were steady, although Japan eased a tiny bit. The Indonesian market pushed through to a new high. The European stock markets were quite firm overall, but then had their gains pegged back as Wall Street reversed earlier strength. And the U.S. closed, well, down over 1%, 1.5% for the NASDAQ Composite Index. Here today, so giving up a chunk of yesterday's gains, but not all of it. And what else? Let's see, long-dated government bonds prices rallied against that background. The U.S. long bond is up over a point, futures that is. The dollar steadied here a little bit. The yen steadied even more. And interestingly, industrial metals were firm in here today, and we have copper trading at 307.25. The grain and bean complex was also steady here today, and what else to mention? Crude oil just over a dollar lower. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we've got ranging markets. It will not have escaped your attention. The really strong markets, mostly Fuller Money themes, range with a slight upward bias. The other markets, the other also RANs, range with either just dead sideways or with a slight downward bias, and that has included Wall Street in the last few months with that downward bias. In a ranging market environment, you know, one day belongs to the bulls and another to the bears, and if you're lucky, you get a week or two in one direction before it's reversed. I think we may well see more of this, as I've said before, and this ranging environment is partly in response to the technical damage that had occurred following that overextended rally back in April. It is certainly partly due to all the uncertainty to outright pessimism emanating from Wall Street. It has been influenced by China's weakness, although China looks very much like a recovery candidate to this analyst. And sometimes, you know, markets just get these dull, boring phases where they range for a while, but fortunately, there's plenty going on underneath. And we do see some interesting developments. I commented on those nuclear shares recently, which appear to have ended a long phase of underperformance. The grain and bean complex appears to be in the latter stages of developing large base formations. I reviewed some of the agricultural shares in here today, and well, the data is mixed. They had been serial underperformers, pun intended, and look a bit better in here now. There's a really broken downward momentum, no doubt, following the influence of the actual grain and bean prices themselves. And overall, though, another point to mention here, the mining shares, which have Kind of been under a cloud in recent months, and that was due to the appalling ineptitude of the previous Australian Prime Minister with that super profits tax, which angered people so much and created so much uncertainty, and also the China slowdown, although that was mostly directed at property speculators, that weighed on the market. But say we've had good upward dynamics in the last couple of days, although in European trading those gains were paired towards the close as Wall Street weakened. But interesting. Overall, what else to mention? Gold. Now, gold tried to get back up over the 1,200 level and got up to 1,198 in a bit, but then fell back, and it's with the Wall Street decline and is currently at 1,184.6. We had small declines, it looks like, elsewhere. I know platinum, very small advance at the moment. So, where are we going from here? Well, I think the uncertainty will persist for a while longer. This is a period often of seasonal underperformance to disinterest, given the holiday season for many people. But I think that the bearishness has been overdone, as I've been saying. And I like the overall background in terms of low short-term interest rates. Well, I should have mentioned, I don't think I mentioned this at the beginning, but it was Bernanke's comments that seemed to, his testimony today that seemed to unsettle the stock market, and I think he just said he called the economic outlook uncertain. Well, he's probably not an investor because if he was, he would know that uncertainty is what the market likes less than anything else, and it responded accordingly. And, I think that's about it. So I'm not going to maunder on here. I'll say it'll be interesting to see what tomorrow brings. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.